Drowning in a honey-do list that's driving you crazy? Let Rosie and Romy cut that list down to size. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
In this hour, talking everything solar. Daisy had us on the phone here just before break, wanting to know she had just recently bought a home, was inheriting a solar water heating system with the purchase, realized it needed servicing, and that the company that installed it was no longer in business. Y'all have got to be seeing a bunch of this.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned earlier how many solar companies were in the valley. I want to say that the number got up to maybe 500 or 600 at any given time.
600?
I believe so, yeah. That was the number I think that we got from one of the utility companies, and they measured that by the different companies that had actually applied for incentives.
Wow.
And I think we've seen that number cut by probably half. So those companies that had installed that are no longer here or no longer doing that work, yes, there's a lot of it.
All right. Well, let's talk to those homeowners that now have a system that apparently has no backup or support. What are their resources? What are their options?
Their options are to call us. I mean, we have a whole solar service team that goes out, and we perform audits for quite a few people. We can tell you how your system's performing, whether it's performing as it should, or if there's any electrical, structural, roofing issues that might be associated with the installation.
Some of the complaints I hear about solar is once it's in, it's not delivering what was promised. That's got to be a common.
We get that from our customers all the time. You know, from the customer.
Well, not your customer.
No, they question it. It's all about the education. And for the most part, you know, when we see a system not producing or not saving what the customer was expecting, I'd say 99% of the time the customer has changed their usage. Again, I've got solar, I'm going to drop my thermostat down or whatever. So you, in order for the savings to be there, you have to consume the same amount of energy year over year.
The same way, and the same pattern.
So they're still saving money because if you look at what they would have spent without solar with the increased usage, they would be spending a lot more without solar. So the savings are still there. You just have to educate the consumer where to find the savings.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you've got a question about solar, or maybe you've got a proposal from a solar company and you want a second opinion, you can talk it through. Today's your opportunity. We are here for you with the Kings of Harmon Solar at 1-888-767-4348.
In thinking through going solar or not going solar, of course, I'm going to always tell people, shop your contractor very, very carefully. A lot of people say, check your registrar of contractors, check your Better Business Bureau. I shorten it. I just say, check Rosie on the House. We've only got a couple that we've ever approved, and there's good reasons for that. They're the ones that have been here. They're going to be here, and they're taking care of their customers. But after you've gone through the homework of picking the right contractor, what are some of the analysis y'all take your customers through deciding how big a system to go? And then the big question right now is, do I buy, do I lease, or do I do something in the middle? Take us through all those considerations.
Well, there are a lot. Obviously, sizing the system is one, and you talked about that earlier. All of the different issues that a roof may face, whether it's shading or orientation, and the amount of usage that a customer has. The utility company, you know, limits the size of the system to a certain degree. Jurisdictions now are restricting certain parts of the roof that we can't place panels on. All of those things go into playing, you know, what size of system somebody might recommend.
Is there a house too small to be feasible? I mean, if I'm in a home by myself and in the middle of the summer, I'm pumping out $130, $135 power bills.
No, absolutely not. My parents' house in Gila Bend, got to get a shout out to my hometown, Gila Bend.
I didn't know you were from Gila Bend.
Gila Bend, yeah. People actually live there.
Oh, yeah, they do. Oh, hey.
I visit when I drive to Tucson, so I avoid Phoenix from where I'm at. I always go through Gila Bend.
No,
Have you ever stayed at that Alien Space Hotel?
No.
But we did just eat lunch there the other day when we were on a tour of the solar plants down there.
The new facility out there.
Yeah, absolutely amazing.
It is.
But their usage was only a little over $100 a month on average, and now they're not they're not really spending much of anything. So, no, I don't know that a house is too small. There are, you know, the size of the system is only, you know, there's a certain minimum size that you need to build a solar system. And, you know, obviously, you know, you'd have to look at the specific house. So,
okay. So, go ahead. Go ahead, buddy. We got a whole bunch of people waiting to talk to you.
We gave that number.
We're going to interrupt our conversation to bring in these people that are on hold.
It exploded. We'll start with Greg. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning, guys. Appreciate this topic. We're relatively new in our house, and I don't think we're ready for solar yet. We've got a couple more higher priority items. But at some point, we're going to face the question of, you know, when do you pull the trigger? Like anything kind of technology-based, technology is improving, prices coming down. So I'd ask the Kings to sort of look in their crystal ball and peek at what's coming down the road.
Just quickly to address the technology and the pricing question, we did see prices come down significantly in the last, you know, 5 years. We talked about that coming down about 50%. Just recently, we've seen prices actually starting to creep back up. So we've kind of hit a threshold on that pricing.
Yeah, I think the simple answer to that question is yes, technology is going to continue to improve and it's going to get better. My answer to that is if you jump in right now, you get to start saving now.
Right now.
As opposed to waiting down the road. So, you know, if you buy a system now that makes sense for you and technology improves down the road, you're still saving during that time frame. So it still benefits you. I mean, obviously the system we put on our house 4 or 5 years ago, we could have waited for better technology, but I've also saved tens of thousands of dollars over the last 4 or 5 years, and it made sense.
And if you really, really want to count your pennies and that all that time you're saving, you know, put that aside, and then when it's paid off or you're done with your lease or whatever, you've got this money you've saved from generating solar, and go buy your next set of new technology panels.
You can upgrade.
Hey, y'all are going to do a seminar at your facility here soon. And it would be a great opportunity for people just to, in a non-threatening environment, just sit down with y'all, look at your facility, a classroom setting, and just get an education on solar, a free education on solar. What are the details on that seminar?
Right. So April 26th at our office in North Phoenix, we're going to have an open house where you can learn how solar works. You can get a tour of our facility and the solar system we have on our building.
The address?
945 West Deer Valley Road is the address.
You do work there, right?
I do work there.
That's why she didn't know the address. How would people that you're going to limit that to some amount of seating? How would people make an RSVP?
They can go to our website, harmonsolar.com. There's a way to RSVP or to communicate, to send an email to info@harmonsolar through that.
April 26th. At 10 o'clock in the morning, right? There you go.
At 10 o'clock. They can also call.
At 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
okay.
At 10 o'clock a.m., and they can call our 800 number.
That's a great way. If you've got questions, it's just a great way. We can't get to every question. We have a lot of people on hold right now. We're going to go back to the phone lines. But if you want to sit down and hear it out, see one installed, have the experts give you a hands-on demonstration, April 26th, 10 o'clock. At Harmon Solar, 945
West Deer Valley Road in
West
Phoenix,
Deer Valley
right
Road.
By Deer Valley Air Park.
Perfect.
Nice area of town.
Yeah, beautiful. That's
we've got five callers on hold with five different area codes. Statewide popularity on this topic. Bob in Tucson.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my question real quick is, what does it cost approximately for a 2,500-square-foot home? Well, I don't want to be hooked up on the grid. I want it to be mine. And how many years am I going to get out of these panels before they go kaput? That's it.
Well, let me answer the last question first. The panels, most of the panels, have a production guarantee from the panel manufacturer for up to 25 years. Obviously, they don't just magically stop working at 25 years. So at least 25 years would be the amount of, you know, production that you would get.
And when you say from the manufacturer, so if I've got the panel, the company went out of business, I got a bad panel, do I call the manufacturer and have them send the dealer out?
No, I think what would happen there is you'd have to find an alternate installation contractor, you know, like us, that would be able to work out the manufacturer's warranty with the manufacturer down the road. We've been able to do that in other cases. As far as the everybody always wants to know how much the system cost or how big it would be based on square footage of the house, and it's just impossible to do. So I think the best thing to do would be to reach out to us, hit the website, call the number. We can get a consultant out there, gather all the information, and give one specific customized to your home.
And we had mentioned it earlier, you got to look at the history, because that was the same thing I asked. And you're like, well, I don't know, how much electricity do you use? And you could have two homes next to each other, identical, same builder, but different people, different energy use, and that's where you calculate it. There's not a square foot to panel calculation. No. It's a consumption to panel.
Yes.
Now, that caller was actually calling from Tucson. Would y'all go to Tucson?
Yeah, we've done installations in Tucson. Okay. We, you know, I know that you guys have a partner down there, so you know, we do take calls from Tucson, though.
Okay. Well, like Romy said, it is a statewide issue, and we ought to, in Arizona, be at one of the absolute leaders in the industry and in the country for getting it installed. And we do. We have a great solar company down in Green Valley, Southwest Solar in Green Valley, and we also have the Solar Store in Tucson, and then we have y'all, Harmon Solar, here in the Phoenix area. So three companies I know you can trust, no matter which ones you call. Where are we going to go? Do we have time to squeeze another one in, buddy?
I think we can squeeze Owen in.
Going to have to be a quick one.
Yeah,
all right.
I think it is. Owen, go ahead.
Just real quick, wanted to give a compliment to Harmon. They put in a system to me about a year and a half ago, a 13 kW system. Worked exactly as they said. The production's been good. I'm looking at about an eight-and-a-half-year return on investment. I did a 20-year lease and paid it all up front. And just everything went exactly as they said, and just couldn't be happier.
Well, there you go.
Thanks, Owen.
Yeah, thank you, Owen, for the business and the shout-out for us. Appreciate it.
Eight years on it. That's not a very long time. I mean, he said a year and a half ago, so he's 6.5 years away. Man, that's a good deal.
Y'all stay tuned. More with Harmon Solar when we get back. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348.